This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And we have brought in some stories. Oh, have we brought in some stories. Chris, you brought something in from Reason about the divided states of America.
You got it.
And it's probably not what you're thinking. And actually joined by Roger Paxton, who, Roger, you've been on the show several times.
Yes.
Previously. So it's Daryl, Roger, and Chris in studio tonight. You have school-age children.
I do, yeah. They're 10 and 12.
And there's a story that I had brought in last night, and I'm glad we didn't get to cover last night, that I want to get to tonight.
Okay, great.
To get your perspective. But, Chris, if you've got the story from Reason about the divided states.
You bet. Reason comes to us and says, for a less divided America, let people pick their own laws.
Wait, isn't this what libertarians have basically been advocating for a really long time?
Yeah, and it's not that Reason isn't a libertarian outlet. This is where we find a lot of libertarian-leaning stories, but I like the fact that they will basically put it in their own words and yep. Give some good explanations as to why this happens. We'll put the link up to this story. If we don't cover the entire thing, we'll put the link up in the social medias and the interwebs. After last week's hearing on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, how could I miss that name?
Bruce the evil brother?
Exactly. Yes, he's like the...
He's the one that actually knows what all of those terms were that Brett couldn't answer?
Yeah, Daryl, we're going to just start over here because I feel like doing it right tonight. I'm not going to...
Free Talk Live in studio. It's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And Chris, you brought a story from Reason.
Oh, we're not really going to go through all that again, but after last week's hearing on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, it became pretty obvious that the questions, answers, tears, and grandstanding had changed few, if any, minds. Quote, today felt very much like an update of the 1850s. Two very distinct parts of the U.S. that no longer care to even fake that they respected or value the other. That is a quote from Ronald Brownstein of CNN and The Atlantic. The 1850s? We know how that ended badly. Why not head...
Yes, the election of the tyrant Lincoln.
That's cool.
Oh, wait. Is it politically correct to call Lincoln a tyrant?
It's never been politically correct.
In the studio it is.
It's never been politically correct to refer to Lincoln as a tyrant, but it has been factually correct.
Yes. Well, this is exactly why we homeschool my children, so that they're not taught that sort of thing.
Right.
Because I can call Abraham Lincoln a tyrant to my kids, and they fully understand and respect that. So
there you go.
Your calls and thoughts. If you want to disagree that Abraham Lincoln was a tyrant... 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or maybe you've got a recipe for cooking strudel. I don't know. Probably not the best thing to call a talk radio show about, but we do let you talk about anything. 855-450-FREE.
Unless it is a German baking radio show, which I would say we do bake strudel, Daryl, not cook strudel. That continues.
Cooking, baking, it's two versions of beating the same horse.
I'm not going to get into your strudel debate. I'm not going to fall for that. The 1850s, we know how that ended badly. Why not head off continued conflict by letting these, quote, very distinct parts of the U.S. be even more distinct? So much so that there's less for them to battle over. We could even break with the past and try political solutions that let people live side by side without submitting to the authority of opponents they neither respect nor value.
All right, so this sounds very much like polycentric societies.
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To where you're separating state and geography.
You could. There's also the idea that you could also separate people from their points of view and the things that they find value. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you would have to separate geographically, but it would be a whole lot easier if you did.
Well, depending on the site that you look at, there are websites that show distinct regions of political thought and, and even cultural thought in America. There's either 7 or 10 different distinct regions.
Right.
Clearly, you know, the New England region is much different than where I'm from, the Deep South. The culture is completely different.
Right. But even within the geographic area that we call the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Lots of diversity.
You have diversity here to where we're broadcasting from one of the more liberal areas of the state, and I'm using air quotes for those of you playing at home.
Liberal bastion of the state, yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you go by, you know, the old school definition of the word liberal, Keene is not liberal. Keene is somewhat progressive, but they like to fancy themselves liberals, and
somewhat.
The conservatives on the other part
somewhat.
Of the state would say Keene is liberal.
Yeah, and this
because people want to just wind up defining liberal as not conservative, and conservative as not liberal.
Right, and both of them are incorrect. These are words that have had their meanings changed over the last 100 or so years. Progressives basically believe that government can take care of you better than you can take care of yourself, and they believe very much that power in a centralized government is a good thing.
Well, the conservatives also want to centralize power. They just want to do so for other reasons.
Yeah, and not all conservatives do. What I think is different, and now we're starting to mix what I consider republicanism and conservatism, and you could even say that we're not really holding true to the history of the Democratic Party with where they're going. I mean, for gosh sakes, they support affirmative action and things like that, where historically, sorry about that, Daryl, historically, the Democrats have been basically pro-slavery. I mean, that was their mantra for years.
You know, I feel that when we're painting with broad brushes here, that the disclaimer, if you identify as X,
right,
but you don't believe Y, we're not talking about you specifically.
Correct.
We're painting broad brushes. The vast majority of conservatives want to control your life. They just want to control your life in different ways than the vast majority of progressives.
But correct. You don't want to control people's lives, Daryl, really?
No.
But you want to force freedom on people. Is that not controlling
that's
people's lives?
That's not forcing anything. That's allowing people the ability to make choices that they seem best in their life.
But what if I don't want freedom?
Yeah. Yeah, Daryl, what about
you
that?
You should be able to have a master, but you don't get to enforce that on me.
Okay. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
And that's really the point of this article from Reason.
And not to digress, but to quote H.L. Mencken, I believe in one thing, liberty. But I do not believe in liberty enough to want to force it upon anyone.
Absolutely.
Anyway, and this story continues. We were talking about whether it would be better just to let these states sort of break up into sort of regions or something like that. But we're going to talk more about that. Brownstein wasn't the only observer to notice the political breach, a breach that appears to be growing. Quote, it's hard to believe that Democrats and Republicans were watching the same hearings, unquote, the YouGov polling firm marveled while reporting that Democrats disbelieved Kavanaugh and believed Ford, his accuser, in almost the same numbers that Republicans disbelieved Ford and believed Kavanaugh.
Right, and, you know, I saw something earlier today that really resonated and made sense to where it said Republicans don't want to believe any accuser, and then somebody chimed in, unless the person being accused is Bill Clinton.
Right, right. So, yeah, Paula Jones.
I've been on the wrong end of a false rape accusation. When I was a kid, I was 17 years old. I was at band camp, of all places.
This one time, right.
And I had a girl who wanted to date me, and she ended up calling the cops and said I raped her. Long story.
Wow. Yeah. And please don't go into details.
No.
But everything turned out good?
Everything turned out well.
This story will continue. Absolutely.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into the story from Reason about the divided states of America. But first, I want to tell you about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. They bring the newest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
And we've been reading from an article from Reason Magazine, and we will post this link online on the social medias and the interwebs.
Yes.
And we've been talking about how the country is divided. There's no doubt in any of our minds that that's the case. And what Reason is discussing here is how the Kavanaugh hearings have really brought that out, how an equal number of Democrats, a vast majority, disbelieved Kavanaugh and believed Ford, his accuser, in almost the same numbers that Republicans disbelieved Ford and believed Kavanaugh.
Right, and I was actually looking at these because Mark Edge wanted to talk about one particular aspect of that survey, and I pulled up and looked at the entire thing, and a lot of the numbers, it was basically the inverse. If on Republican, the yes was, say, 65%, the no for Democrat was 65%.
Right.
And whatever percentage of Democrats said yes was the percentage of Republicans that said no.
Yeah, that's how it is. Quote, the United States is one country, but Americans are living in two separate worlds, unquote.
I'd say about four.
Pointed out Emma Green for The Atlantic, who reporting on a July 2018 polling data, quote, they have become radically split in their basic perceptions of reality.
Well, and this is another example of an issue with the first-past-the-post election system, because we only have basically two choices in the election, and that's where they're getting this from, is polling data.
Sure.
So that's why it looks like it's only split in two, whereas, like Daryl was saying, in reality, it's split way more into two, but just based on whatever region you're from or how you were raised, even what religion you were raised in.
Yeah, and I do a lot of YouGov polls, where I've signed up to say I wish to take part in, you know, polls, and I'll get emails a couple times a week. And there was one that I was taking earlier today where it was asking about the election and do you intend to vote? And the options were, for governor, do you intend to vote for the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, other, undecided, or not voting.
Right.
And so I had to put in the name of the Libertarian candidate, and then at the end there is the thing where you can provide feedback. And so I provided feedback of, if you're going to ask whom I intend to vote for, please list everybody on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because
it would
it's one of these things.
It would take so long, Daryl,
to add the third name.
Right. Well, think of the ink that would be used in adding
on
that
the internet.
Name. I'm joking,
right,
when I say
the
that just
is,
because our Secretary of State here in New Hampshire actually used that as right. an excuse to oppose third-party candidates.
Right. But the thing is, these polls, where they don't include all of the candidates, are then used by the debate organizers to exclude candidates because they say, well, you didn't poll high enough. You don't have enough support in the polls to justify being on our debate stage. Well, maybe if your buddies running the polls listed me as a choice, I would wind up polling.
Right.
Well,
and that's what we saw with Gary Johnson, for example, in both 2012 and 2016, but especially in 2012, where, you know, he couldn't get into a poll, so how in the world was he going to get on the debate stage when
right.
it's based on your polling numbers?
Right.
Yeah, and then we're seeing in a lot of states, not just New Hampshire, but I've seen Iowa and a couple other states where, in addition to polling numbers, they're now putting fundraising criteria, where the Libertarian in Iowa had met whatever their requirements were, and then they automatically doubled the fundraising requirement on him.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Initially, they said $25,000. He was like, all right, I need $25,000. Went to Facebook, went to Twitter, and he got $25,000. And then they said, oh, did we say 25? We meant 50.
Well, it sounds like we need a law to force media companies to not make those changes. Is that what you're saying, Neil?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you're going to call yourself a journalist,
right, absolutely,
and most of these media companies like to fancy themselves as journalists and having this thing called journalistic integrity.
That's a misnomer, for sure.
It is. But if you're going to call yourself a journalist and you're going to put on a debate, you have to let everybody have a voice.
Yeah.
And by let everybody have a voice, I mean invite everybody. If somebody's not able to show up, that's on them. That's not on you. You invited.
If somebody's qualified for the ballot, they should never be excluded from a debate. Now,
correct.
But the inverse of that is you're dealing, like here in New Hampshire, you're dealing with WMUR.
A television station.
But it's a private company. Now, granted, they probably get government subsidies, and of course they got government FAA approval. And
FCC.
Whatnot. FCC, yeah, you're at the FAA.
Well, they do have the chopper, so somebody's got an FAA something.
But even still, they're a private company. So
right.
You know, legitimately, they're allowed to do that. However, we can also boycott that. We can also go to the interwebs and say, you are making a huge mistake by doing this, because you're not giving a voice for the people to listen to.
Yeah, I'm going to go one step deeper, and I just want to reach out to everybody out there who votes. I don't care whether you traditionally vote Democrat or Republican. If you're a Republican, you think that Democrats are they're hell on earth, and you know, you see, and you Democrats, you see fascists in power, whatever. Here's my question. Would it really make that big of a difference if you just added a third choice or a fourth choice? Does it really matter? You look at these European countries,
right?
When they have an election, they've got like 19 people running for prime minister or for their Congress or whatever.
Right.
Somehow they can pull it off. What the government is telling you, and it's not really the government, it's the two major parties, the ones that are in control of our government.
Right.
They are telling you that you are not smart enough to deal with more than two choices.
Well, it's like,
you are too stupid.
It's like Bernie Sanders says, how many different types of deodorant do you really need? It's the same thing in the ballot.
All right.
How many types of candidates do you really need?
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to throw this right back in the faces of the Republicans and the Democrats. How many people, I think it was 11, were in like the first three Republican primary debates a couple of years ago? So they acknowledged that you can have a debate with more than two people.
And they were able to do it fairly enough that everybody on that stage was able to make some points. And
right.
I think that it was well done.
And
well, I don't know that they all made points, but
well,
if the GOP,
right.
If the GOP used the same criteria that the Commission of Presidential Debates uses for debate inclusion, the first Republican debate would have been Donald Trump debating himself. The second Republican debate would have been Donald Trump debating Ben Carson.
Oh, wow.
Fair enough. I think I'd watch the one where he debates himself.
Well, that would be interesting. Because, you know, he always
with
has
his tiny invisible
on
accordion.
Well.
Hey, have you noticed the tiny invisible accordion?
When he does his hands, yes.
Yeah, there's somebody they actually, you know, like CGI an accordion and made the accordion noises. And after seeing that, I cannot not see the tiny invisible accordion that he plays while he's speaking. And they're the best speeches, and by that I mean the worst speeches. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News.
The Justice Department unveiled charges Thursday against seven Russian military intelligence officers for their role in a sweeping cyber attack aimed at the United States. Deputy Assistant Director for the FBI, Eric Welling, with more on the victims.
The victims of this illegal activity are anti-doping organizations in the United States and abroad, Swiss and Dutch entities which investigate the use of chemical weapons.
Senators are continuing to take turns reviewing the FBI report into Judge Brett Kavanaugh's background. Kerry Severino is with the Judicial Crisis Network. She talked about how certain senators who were on the fence were pleased with what they read from the FBI investigation.
Well, I think Susan Collins is right. This was a very thorough investigation. For those who wanted to just have that added confidence of, yes, we know there's no corroboration, look, now we've got it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free way to call in. Now, there's also another way that you can call in. And, Chris, you know all about this. It's the Discord thing.
Daryl always calls on me to explain the Discord thing.
Yeah, because you use the Discord thing, whereas I don't really use the Discord thing.
I do use the Discord thing. I'm in one of the chat rooms right now. I do that on our breaks and talk
right,
to our
not
listeners.
Not while we're on the air.
Never. Never, Daryl. Never when we're on the air. Sometimes, Roger.
All the time.
Not all the time. It may be running there in the background. I may give the appearance of being online, but Discord is an online system that anybody can download on virtually any platform. You can use it to find the LRN. Is that what we're under?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be the Liberty Radio Network.
Yeah, discord.lrn.fm.
Yeah, and you can join a variety of chat rooms, and you can also do voice chat, which is really cool.
Right.
And you can even call into the show directly from Discord, and the quality is excellent. So yes. We can always tell when we've got Discord calls on the line because they sound so good.
And I know that there are some people that aren't happy about the reorganized channels that happened just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
To where there had been channels for each of the live shows
right.
on the Liberty Radio Network, and now there's the On Air Now channel. And again, some people aren't happy about that, but...
But they'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Nobody likes change.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Unless you're, you know, going and buying something and then the vending machine spits out quarters and dimes, and then people do like change.
That's true, Daryl. That is so true. But Discord's a great system. I encourage everybody to give it a download, check it out. And if you're interested in talking to the hosts only on break, Daryl... Only on break. We're generally in there, and we'll pop in and say hi and listen to see what's going on. A lot of times, a lot of the things we discuss are things that have popped up in the chat rooms, which is really cool. That's yes. all I got, Daryl.
Interaction.
Yes. Interaction, right?
Interactions. And speaking of, well, actually, I have no way or no clue how to segue back
that
into.
That was a terrible segue, Daryl.
Yeah. We've been talking about this divided states of America and the question of should we let people pick their own laws and their own rulers?
And we haven't even got that far. So we're going to I'm going to mow through a couple paragraphs here and then we'll get into the conversation a little bit more. The United States is one country, but Americans are living in two separate worlds, pointed out Emma Green for The Atlantic while reporting on July 2018 polling data. Quote, they have become radically split in their basic perceptions of reality, unquote. If Americans are living in separate worlds, it hardly makes sense to continue forcing them to live in the same country. Under policies one faction opposes on the other based on not only different priorities, but incompatible perceptions of the world around them. Messy secession and civil war scenarios grab headlines in reaction to this divide, but they offer incomplete or horrific outcomes. There may be a better way, one that would allow people to live alongside each other according to different sets of rules and by the authority of their preferred decision makers. Quote, even the wisest and best governments never function with full and free consent of all its subjects, observed Belgian economist Paul-Émile de Poit in his 1860 article, Panarchy. Quote, there are parties, either victorious or defeated, there are majorities and minorities in perpetual struggle, and the more confused their notions are, the more passionate they hold to their ideas, unquote. Parties in perpetual struggle would seem to describe any political system in which the prize of power becomes too valuable to surrender. And it really seems to ring a bell in our world of political factions inhabiting separate realities and worlds.
Well, and this is one of the issues with democracy. You know, we hear about the majorities and the minorities, but democracy is horrible for
right.
the minority. And,
right.
of course, the smallest minority
well,
is the individual.
So I agree with that, but I would say that democracy is horrible for the majority. And let me explain why I say that. Because most people think democracy means majority rules. But in fact, it's the minority ruling over the majority. Because there's almost never a majority of people that show up to vote.
Well, that's true. Yes.
Which means that you're having a plurality of a minority of people that are making a decision.
Right.
So it's a minority of people that wind up ruling over the majority of people.
You're absolutely right. Now, if it were a true democracy where everybody had to vote, for example, let's just say it's
right.
Iraq,
right.
for example,
yeah.
then yes, it would still be a, quote, democracy, and you would have the majority deciding everything for the minority.
Mob rule. Not necessarily even then, because in Canada and the U.K., which they have, you know, slightly different political systems where they have parliaments and they have like five or seven parties represented in their parliament, there aren't a lot of people that wind up getting elected with a majority of the vote because they have so many candidates. So it is still a minority, even if you have a majority of people that show up to vote.
Now, when you have multiple coalitions coming together, they can, I mean, majority does not mean, I mean, you're not just a part of one majority. You're a white male. That's two majorities right there that you belong in.
I'm not so sure.
Actually, there may be more females, but anyway, either way,
right.
the point of the matter is we can belong to multiple majorities. So
right.
if a coalition of two different parties come together, they are then, by definition, a majority of the
true. Parties.
if they, you know, or more than 50%. So there's a way to be a part of it. It's still majority rule, technically, I guess you could say.
True.
Yeah.
So what solution did DePoyet offer? Quote, and this is the gentleman who wrote a paper in 1860 called Panarchy. And as he identifies this very problem we're in right now, quote, I hope we can go on living together wherever we are or elsewhere, if one likes, but without discord, like brothers, each freely holding his opinions and submitting only to a power personally chosen and accepted, unquote, offered the author. He proposed that people be able to freely register their support for or withdraw from any variety of political associations that could draw sufficient support to maintain their own existence. Ultimately, continued DePoyet, everyone would live in his own individual political community quite as if there were not another, nay, 10 other, political communities nearby, each having its own contributors too, unquote.
So basically what he's saying here is consent of the governed?
Essentially. And this is one reason why ideas like seasteading and free cities
right.
are so important. Because with seasteading, if I, you know, hook my my anchor next to Daryl's, you know, seastead city or whatever the case may be, and I like that for a while, and then all of a sudden I do something that ticks Daryl off and I don't want to be a part of his rules anymore, I can
right.
just pull my anchor and move to the next seastead or, right. or, you know, whatever. And that's what this is talking about. It is talking about, there's actually a book out there called Your Future Government. And I definitely highly suggest checking out.
Check that out.
And it's very similar. It talks about these very similar ideas.
Yeah. And when we look back at you know, U.S. history, I mean, this is what we learned in school. The king was doing things without our consent. He was raising taxes. He was chopping down every tall white pine in New Hampshire. He was doing all these things. And, you know, the founding father talked about, we did not consent to this. We do not consent. Well, that's where we kind of lost that. We lost that idea that we should
right about
only
George Washington.
Well, we should only,
even before then, though. I mean, let's be honest. Have we ever, has humanity ever lived in a world where you could choose? And then, I mean, even today they say, oh well, if you don't like it, leave it.
Right.
But you're still. I mean, yes, you can choose from different governments, but it's hard to leave.
Right. Yes, very true. And that's the thing. A lot of people that say, if you don't like it, leave, don't know the rules on leaving.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the article from Reason here in just a moment about panarchy and the idea of separating state and geography. But before we get back into that, I want to make sure that I tell you about Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Roger, I actually saw that you had posted something on your Facebook, I think it was earlier today.
Yes.
That you've saved, what, $1,400?
Over $1,400 and 52 transactions using Purse.
Over nice. How many years?
2 years, I guess.
Which means that you are part of the over 200,000 users who, over the last 4 years, have combined to save $4 million using Save It Purse, using Bitcoin BTC. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash BCH to fund your account. And I actually did that a couple of nights ago.
Wow.
And, yeah, so then when you wind up putting items in your cart and then going to check out, you just select the currency that you're paying with.
Well, that's nice.
And then the things go into escrow, and the items actually wound up arriving today, so I got it with, like, 2 days shipping. And it was amazing, and I saved 20% on some stuff that I was going to buy anyway.
Over Amazon prices. And I go to Amazon because I can be relatively sure that I'm going to find the lowest prices there anyway. It saves me from going all over the web. And then to get 20% off of the lowest prices I'm likely to find anyway, this is a no-brainer, folks.
So you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse, all one word, saveatpurse.com. You put the items in your cart. You fund the account. You select your discount, and you save. Saveatpurse.com.
And we're going back to this story from Reason, which is talking about a divided America. They talk about how divided we are watching the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh go through that, and how Republicans and Democrats seem to be equally split, like almost exactly right down
the middle, and then we have the French philosopher, economist Paul-Émile Dupuit, who in an 1860 article brings up this idea of panarchy, the idea where everyone could live within their own individual political community and kind of go from there. He compared the system he proposed to Swiss cantons or American states operating within a larger nation, although not separated geographically. They could separate subtle disputes, he argued, quote, between subjects of different governments or between one government and a subject of another, observing the principles hitherto observed between neighboring peaceful states, unquote. More recently, scholars have described the very real-world practice of varying and overlapping jurisdictions negotiating the boundaries of their authority as polycentrism. The scholars Michael Polignani and Eleanor and Vincent Ostrom are probably the most closely associated with the idea of, quote, social systems of many decision centers having limited or autonomous prerogatives and operating under an overarching set of rules, unquote. Polignani argued that the sciences, arts, religion, and especially the market owes their dynamism and advancement to the freedom people enjoy to engage in independent activities on their own or through varied institutions subject to broad and general agreement upon values. The Ostroms pointed out to the overlapping state, federal, and pointed to the overlapping federal, state, and local jurisdictions and agencies in American cities as examples that agencies with duplicate responsibilities and authorities could actually be evidence of healthy competition and could coordinate with minimal conflict. Other thinkers like Bruce Benson, Randy Barnett, Gary Chartier, and Tom W. Bell take the next step and apply the ideal of polycentric law and governance to individuals.
So it's essentially a free market for government and law, is what it boils down to.
Yes, yeah. It really is. And I think an easier way to describe this would be voluntarism.
Yes, absolutely.
To where all human interaction is completely voluntary.
As long as you can enter and leave the government of your choice at your own will,
right,
then absolutely, that's completely voluntarism. I mean,
right,
you could have communist communes in a voluntarist society, hands down, and you would.
Right.
There's no question. Vermont would probably be a big communist commune, for example, and that's fine. They can do that as long as they're not forcing people to stay or pay taxes.
Right. Yeah. I think a really good example, and maybe some of the Burning Man people might get upset with me for saying this, but I think that Burning Man is a really good example of at least a temporary autonomous zone that is a voluntary communist commune.
Absolutely. And you threw the communist in there, yes, because there's no money, that you can't use money to buy or trade. You can do favors of some sort. I'm not going to try to get into what kind of favors those might be. But yeah, no money.
Would favors be legally considered consideration?
Probably so, I would,
okay,
imagine. Because, I mean, apparently consideration can happen between a married man and his wife.
Either, yes.
Which is quite scary to think about.
Yeah, that's a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
no,
and
pun intended.
You know, one thing that I've been thinking about as we've discussed some of this is, and Roger, I'm fairly certain that you're familiar with the PAS and the TAS. So the PAS being the permanent autonomous zone, and temporary, the TAS being the temporary autonomous zone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you mentioned the seasteading and...
Well, that's kind of what Free Cities, Roger Ver, is trying to do with Free Cities. I think it's freecities.org, and I would,
yeah,
highly recommend everybody check that out.
So, you know, that, if it actually winds up launching, would be probably more of a permanent autonomous zone, but cruise ships...
Yes.
Which, you know, in international waters, that's more of a temporary autonomous zone. And most people don't think of cruise ships as being some kind of, you know, anarchist whatever, but
it's not, because, I mean, there are still rules, and there are still, you know, you still have a leader, you have a captain who is,
right,
responsible for all of the rules. So it's, while it's not anarchy, it is voluntarism, hands down. But I mean,
right,
even in anarchy, you would have rules. You would have,
unless, right, you happen to be within the jurisdiction of some island state or,
right,
or country. That's,
right,
that's,
right,
the whole thing. But if you're at sea,
right,
yeah, you're under the rule of the captain.
Yeah, if you're more than 12 miles out of, you know, whatever, and that's how boat captains are able to marry people.
Yeah.
And sure. There are a lot of people that they go on the cruise ships because they're like, I want the boat captain to marry us.
Well, they also, so, for example, in the cruises that I've taken, they cannot open the casino until they're so far outside of U.S. waters. And that's, again, goes back to the same thing.
Yeah.
As long as you're in U.S., quote, territorial waters, and they can't do that.
And to your point about voluntarism, that is exactly it. You voluntarily paid to get on a really nice big boat, and you have said that I'm okay with the rules. I'm okay with the captain being in charge.
Right.
And if you don't like that, you can certainly, you could disembark, I guess, but you could just not take your cruise. That's it.
You know,
if you're born in the United States and you're living here, you don't have that option. You're going to get a Democrat or a Republican ruler who is going to do things ideologically like the 50% that follow that path choose, and it's going to flip-flop periodically.
And I've got a brilliant idea that I'm going to throw out, and hopefully somebody from the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company is listening. Start up the Bubba Gump Cruise Line and call the boats Jenny.
Oh,
Jenny.
Oh, that's terrible.
My boat. Jenny.
Oh, no. The Jenny 2, the Jenny 3.
Yeah. All of the boats are called the Jenny.
All right. I'm going to wrap this up before we end this hour. But in Polycentric Law, published in 1992, Bell points to, quote, Gaul and Italy during the early Middle Ages, where Romans and Germanic laws existed side by side with people opting to define themselves as either Romans or Franks, Burgundians, Lombards, something that has been increasingly a matter of choice as time passed. Laws selected as a matter of preferred identity. That sounds an awful lot like Du Bois' panarchy dwellers registering for the political and legal systems of their choice. Or maybe like Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, and everyone else choosing their own governments while still living and working together. Is the idea of an American made up of United States of choice, Californias and New Hampshires of the mind, a bit out there? You bet. But it would be a big change, and anything of that magnitude is out there right up until it happens.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it sounds perfectly logical to me.
Well, it is pure voluntarism. As long as you can voluntarily opt in or opt out of a system of your choice, I think that the issue you would have is that you would still be required to join some system. Mm-hmm. And that's where you lose the voluntarism.
Right. Yeah. Don't force me into any of it. Hour two coming up next, and then we'll jump into the story that I definitely want Roger's thoughts on about some parents that aren't happy with the decision that a school made. Surprise, surprise, right? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.